episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by Double E TV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Man, you know, I was excited about that show we did where we knocked out the review of the albums. So now we kind of like got a fresh batch of music, man. It's time to dissect all these albums and projects.
Yeah, definitely. We covered a lot of stuff already this year, man. Let me tell you, I think we're personally the hardest working music podcast on YouTube, let me tell it. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of new music dropping, a lot of new music on the way from some great artists too. So yeah, man, we're going to be busy, but we're going to keep y'all informed as well.
Yeah, definitely. All right, man, let's start it off with Jack Harlow, Jackman. What were your thoughts?
I know he got a lot of flack for his last project. Some people didn't like maybe, you know, the direction that he took or maybe some of the subjects that he rapped about. So to me, this really felt like a direct response to a lot of the people that criticized his last album. And honestly, bro, I really liked this. I thought it was really dope. Production on this is really dope to me. I thought Jack did some excellent rapping. Thought he got more personal than I think he has been on previous albums. So all of that was good to see. Highlights for me would be Common Ground. I think that's one of the best tracks on the album personally, but a good track and a good opener as well. They Don't Love It, fire. Ambitious, fire. Is It I? I think it's a really, you know, good, thoughtful track. It Can't Be, I like the whole vibe of that track. Everything he did on that's fire. And that's like, it reminds me of old Jack, as they would say. You know, the kind of stuff that he made before, I guess, you know, some of the popularity and stuff that he has now. Blame On Me, I thought was a great track as well, and Question. So, yeah, I thought this was a really good project, man.
Yeah, let me ask you, though. Do you think this puts him in a little bit of a conundrum where you got fans that want one thing and then you do something that's a little different? I'm not saying I don't like the album, but you may have some of his core fans may want like the radio record or whatever.
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting question because I don't think there are a lot of radio records in comparison to the type of records that he's dropped in the past on this. But I think they'll find a way to make it all work. If I'm not mistaken, he dropped a video for They Don't Love It Today. Okay. So, or if not today, the day before. So yeah, I think he'll find a way to make it work. And all of the music's good from what I've seen online. The response to the album's been pretty good. So I think it works for him.
Yeah, I enjoyed the project as well. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think, in my opinion, I think basically most of his projects have been pretty decent. But yeah, he did some great rapping on here, some nice storytelling, and definitely the vibe and the soul samples. You know, he flowed on them very nicely. Highlights for me would be Common Ground. Is That All Right? Gang, Gang, Gang. I like that track a lot. Denver and Blame It On Me. But yeah, I thought he executed and he did a good job on it. So I just want to see what the sales would be and just kind of see if his core audience is, you know, going to accept this transition. Because, you know, the longer you stay in the game, you get fans who want you to do a certain type of thing. You know, sometimes, you know, oh, you know, I want a Doggy Style again, or oh, I want another Illmatic or something like that. Sometimes fans don't let the artist kind of branch out a little bit. So I kind of wait and see and how this kind of unfolds.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, you know, even though people can respond to it well online, that doesn't always translate into sales. So, I mean, I guess we'll see how that all plays out. But all of the critiques that I've seen on it, especially from a lot of different publications and different podcasts, most folks seem to like it, and I like it as well. So I thought it was a good effort, man.
Cool. All right, man. Next up, we got Ritz Mellow Lovation Music. What are your thoughts on this one?
Ritz with Mellow Elovation Music. I like the title, obviously. I thought that was dope.
Yeah.
Ritz is dope. I've thought he was a dope rapper for a long time. Crazy flows. He's an incredible writer as well. So shout out to him on that. I really like this project, man. I think it was maybe, 14 songs?
Yeah.
But a lot of good stuff on here to me. Highlights for me would be Celebrate the Life featuring Fleetwood, Fred, and Tate 228. I like Tate 228 a lot. So that was dope to see them collab on that. Feelings Mutual, kind of get to see him in his R&B bag a little bit. That was kind of fire. Gladiator featuring Emilio Rojas and King Iso. They both went crazy on this. Mellow Elovation Music, the title track, obviously. All She Wrote is fire. I'm Coming Back Home. Wrong Direction. Violatum featuring OT The Real. Kind of different, almost like an old school style beat. I like that switch up.
Yeah.
And The Night's Young, he went crazy on it. So yeah, this is a dope project. Really dope.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. My first time hearing anything from him. So I didn't know what to expect while listening to it. But yeah, I thought he went off. The thing that I give him the most props for, he's a good writer. You know, he did some great writing on here. I thought he executed very well on it. Highlights for me would be, again, Who featuring Project Pat. I thought that was dope to see those two collaborate. It was good to hear Project. Expectations, great track. Wrong Direction and Violatum featuring OT The Real. But yeah, it's a great project, man. And like you say, he did some great rapping. And actually listening to this album kind of put me in the mind state of, you know, a lot of people been talking about Jack Harlow's line about he's a, you know, the, I guess, best rapper since talking about M or whatever. And I saw a couple people respond and people talking about it. So that's kind of getting some talks and things of that nature. But yeah, but Ritz definitely can rap.
Absolutely. And I mean, hey, that's a discussion we can have on the pod, maybe, you know, a segment, who we think is in that race or that running. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see about that in the future, though.
Yeah, definitely. Next up, we got NLE Chopper, Cottonwood 2. I ain't gonna lie, man. This may be album of the week for me. This is fire. I'm kind of shocked. I like this project as much as I did. I mean, because, you know, his style of music, it's not necessarily like my cup of tea or whatever, but this is fire, man. He did a good job on here. I thought he rapped well. I thought the storytelling, he was wilding, obviously, with one song. I'll talk about it in a second, but this album is fire, man. I thought he did a great job. Highlights for me would be Talk Different, Do It Again featuring Too Rare, Autumn O' Booty featuring Lola Brooke, Modesty. I like Modesty, the song, Glide With Me, Disability Checks featuring G Herbo, man. These guys going off on that song. Slut Me Out, that we talked about before. On God featuring Queen Naija, and Cold Game featuring Rick Ross. I thought Rick Ross had a good verse on there. So yeah, overall, it's a good project, man. It's very long. It's almost like 90 minutes, like 33 songs on here, I think it was. But for the most part, all in all, it's definitely a good album.
Yeah, I thought it was a good project, too. I think the 33 one was the Youngboy project. I think this one was like 22. But agree, it's still a long project. Like you said, pretty close to 90 minutes. So definitely, you know, be prepared for that. But there's a lot of heat on this, especially if you're an NLE Chopper fan. So highlights for me, Talk Different. I like Before I, Drop Top. I like More Up Front when we covered that, you know, maybe a month or so ago, so I had to include that. I like the Automo Booty track as well with Lola Brooke and yeah. Modesty. I really like the voice change or the pitch change thing that she did on her verse. I thought that was fire.
Yeah.
Champions, Pretty Brown, Habits, Glide With Me, Disability Checks, Polo G and G Herbo both snapped on that, and Cold Game with Rick Ross. So, yeah, this is probably the best project I've heard from him to date, man.
Yeah, definitely. And I looked it up. I think the 31, you know, that's like a deluxe version. So I heard like the extra songs or whatever. But yeah, he definitely went off, man. And most of the videos been pretty fire on there as well.
Gotcha.
Next up, man, we got NBA Youngboy, Don't Try This at Home. I'll let you start it off.
Okay, what is this, like the fourth or the fifth Youngboy project we've covered?
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, man, this one's 33 tracks, long project. You know, if Youngboy's your man, you probably love this. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I thought this was, I think the one we covered last, I think I liked a little bit more than this. It was shorter, kind of more concise and to the point. And I like a little more of the subject matter on that one. Mm-hmm. This one's kind of more in the bag that we kind of know him for. Mm-hmm. But I thought there were some good songs on here, too. Highlights for me, I got Mr. Golden. I got Out Nothing. Rear View featuring Mariah the Scientist. I thought her hook and singing part on that song was fire.
Yeah.
Cold Killers. For the sake of the highlights of the album, I gotta include WTF with Nicki, Loaded Now, Gravedigger, Off the Lean, I really like that one, No Lease, Pistol Toting, Don't Leave, and I Is That. So those are the highlights for me. And I thought this was decent. I mean, a little long for me, but it's a lot of songs, but it's decent. Not, you know, to me, it's not as good as the last one we covered.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think the last one was a little better. And I think Chopper's album was better than this one as well. But you know, but he still rapped well, and he still had some songs on here I liked as well. But like you say, 33, it's a lot of songs. Highlights for me would be Take Down. I like that track. Out Nothing. Rear View, like you said, with Mariah the Scientist, Fire. I like that song a lot. Hustle. Hustle was a good one. Trust Issues. What You Say featuring Post Malone and the Kid LAROI. Probably my favorite song on the album. And No Lease. I thought No Lease was a great track as well. But yeah, you know, definitely. One thing about NBA, I give him credit. He's definitely got to always be in the studio. I mean, this guy makes a ton of music. And it's just May. So knowing him, we'll probably get another project before the year is out.
Oh, I'm sure of it. And shout out to both of them for having a Youngboy and NLE Chopper for having some dope production on their project too. Mm-hmm. Like low-key, they both had, you know, some sneaky samples in there that I don't know if people recognized or not. So shout out to both of them on the production. You know, even if you can't groove with the subject matter or the style, like there was some dope production on both of their projects.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Next up, we got The God, Fahim, Dump God, Reloaded. Man, this track, I mean, this album is fire, man. I liked it a lot. The samples were crazy. Man, he was punching, man. He was punching some of these bars. Like, he was going off. I like what he was doing with it. Highlights for me would be Boxing With Words. I love that track. Butter Leavers. New Devils, I like that track. The Finisher, incredible. Party on a Boat featuring your old, was it Druke?
Yes.
Yeah, incredible. This guy can rap, man. He did some great rapping, and I like the beats. The beats are very kind of, I guess you can say, soul sample type beats, or very mellow, but he was going off. Great rapping on here.
I agree. I thought this was dope too. Man, he kind of like, when he started rapping, like, at some points, so I was like, man, he kind of sounds like Mosa to me, like, or Yasiin Bey, yeah. Currently, but man, like, some of those verses kind of sound a little bit Mos Def-ish, so I'm pretty sure, like, there's probably some kind of influence there, but, like, bro was really rapping his tail off. Like you said, there's some great production out here, too, man, especially a soulful and soulful type production, if that's your thing. Highlights, Boxing with Words, 1000 HP featuring Mac Homie, they both went crazy on that. Gotta Get It featuring Your Old Droog. Your Old Droog is fire. Great rapper, fire. New Devils, Nothing Comes Free featuring Jay Nice, Party on the Boat featuring Your Old Droog, and the forwarding of Pavement. So yeah, I liked all of those, man.
Yeah, incredible project. You guys definitely check out The God, Fahim, and Credible. Last but not least, man, we got B.O.B., A Town Full of Nowhere. I'll let you start this one off.
Okay. This is an instrumental album. So I think it was maybe like a 10-pack. And when I saw it was new B.O.B., I definitely thought he was rapping. So I was kind of surprised by the fact that this was an instrumental album. But some dope beats on here. Not everything I think on here is, as me and one of my homies used to say, for rap consumption, as far as something that you can rap on. But definitely some experimental type stuff on here, a lot of vibey type stuff. So definitely, you know, check it out if you know you're into instrumental music or just B.O.B. and anything that he has going on. I think you might enjoy it. Highlights for me, Claire Cognizance, great title as well. Star Forts, Unavailable Thighs, and Total Blackout. So yeah, this was dope.
Yeah, I think B.O.B. Been doing this. I think he has a couple projects like this that's instrumental. But yeah, I the groove of it was cool. I definitely want to hear him do some more music. Rapping as well. But yeah, I like the production on it for the most part. Highlights for me would be Body High, Moody Bands, Grammy Davis. I like that one. Total Blackout and Ice Cold Busty Water. But yeah, very nice grooves. And, I look forward to seeing what B.O.B. is going to cook up next.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, Mike, man, we'll transition to our singles of the week, man.
Yes, sir. So first off, we got Gloss Up featuring Sexy Red with Check. I'll let you start.
I thought it was fire, man. I like it.
I think we covered up to this point maybe at least three Gloss Up songs. I know we did two last week. One of her own, and then one that she did collab with K. Michelle. I think this is the best that I've heard from her so far. And I wasn't really familiar with her before last week, but yeah, best I've heard from her so far. And Sexy Red was dope too.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Next, we got Big X, The Plug, with Whip It. Man, crazy sample. Beats fire. The rapping was good. I think this was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was creative. The sample, that Daz band. Song is a classic, you know, that Whip It. And, I thought it was very creative. To my knowledge, I haven't heard too many people sample this particular song. So I liked it, though.
Yeah, I like the flipping what they did with it. So I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Next, we got Atmosphere with Holding My Breath. I'll let you start.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought it was a pretty good track. It was good to hear from Atmosphere.
We've covered a few of him in recent weeks, if not mistaken. I think he had his own single. I think he was on the Cool Keith album as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, this to me is the best track I think we've heard since we reviewed him on the show. I think this is the best one.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Next, G Herbo, Mellow Books, and Glorilla with Outside. I'll let you go.
It's cool. It's cool. It's not bad at all, but I don't think it's great though. It's okay though.
I agree 100%. Cool. I like Glorilla's verse. Probably once again, one of the better verses that I've heard from her. But overall, I just think the song is cool.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Next, we got Samara Joy with I Miss You So. I'm going to just read straight from my notes on this one. Wow, beautiful voice. Feels like old nightclub music for movies. Incredible tone as well. Dope.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's fire, man. Kind of, you know, that style of music you really don't hear every day. You haven't heard that in a while. So that's incredible for her to, in this era that we in, to do something like this. Fire.
Yeah, it was a total shocker, but in such a great way. Like, beautiful song, incredible performance. Like, definitely check that out. If you like soul music, any kind of, like, you know, just check it out. Trust me, you'll enjoy it.
Definitely.
Next, we have Baby Rose with Dance With Me. I'll let you start.
Fire emoji. I like it. I like this as well. I think it's a great track.
I agree. I think it's very soulful, good song, great execution. I thought it was dope.
Yeah.
Next, Coda the Friend featuring Blue with Brick by Brick. This is fire, dope collab. Big fan of both artists. Dope track. I loved it.
Yeah, Blue is nice, man. Fire track, man. I love it as well. We covered Coda's album last week. Great projects, man.
Yeah, thanks. Next, we have Conway the Machine. And who's clearly a machine because this guy never stops working, featuring Jay Skies with The Chosen. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy bars, the beats fire. It started one way, then had a beat switch on you. They both went crazy. Fire.
Fire. Fire, man. Both of them went off, man. Incredible.
Fact. Next, Miguel with Give It To Me. First time hearing from Miguel in a minute. I think this may be the first time we cover him on the pod. Fire, bro. Fire.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good to hear from him again. It's been a while, but I agree with you. It's a great track.
For sure. Next, we got Cole Ray with Bops. This one's good. I like it. It's not the, you know, good night song that I know a lot of that's gotten really, really popular. But this is good. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was pretty creative. Yeah.
Next, T Grizzly and Skilla Baby with Striker Music. I'll let you start.
It's cool. I guess I haven't just heard like a project from T Grizzly in a while. And I don't want to get stuck in that. Like, you know, he's got to do what he first did when he came out. Again, as I spoke, when I was talking about Jack Harlow, got to let the artists kind of take the chances and do what they do. It's okay, though. I'm not crazy about the song, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's not terrible by any means, but, I mean, and a lot of that's probably subject matter for me as well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's cool. I've heard better from him.
Yeah, same here.
Next, The Doppelgangers with See You in Hell. I'll let you start.
believe it or not, hey, this is fire to me, man. This is fire. The video, you know, it's kind of like a loop or whatever, but he's going off. Snapping.
Yeah, I think this is the best one we've heard from them. I think we've covered maybe one or two of their songs before. Definitely the best one that we've heard. I think this is the one where the production and the lyrics match, and it made sense. You know, some of the other ones, like, the production was there, and or the lyrics were there, but the production wasn't. So, yeah, this one really works. I like
it. Yeah.
Next, we got Rico Nasty with Turn It Up. Man, I like it. I like her. I've heard better songs from her, but I like it. I like her.
Yeah, this is kind of risky. This is kind of, no, I kind of like probably something Khalees would do or something. Like, it's kind of abstract out there, but yeah, it works though. It works.
Yeah, I like her. She definitely is a risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, in a way, her lane. You know, she definitely raps, but that's kind of her lane in a way.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll cover more of her in the future, and we'll get to talk more about her.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we got The Seasons and Erin May with Leave. Really glad we get a chance to cover Erin May. I think he's very dope. Another artist that Smash left on Dreamville. I think this is really dope. Thought the vibe of the whole song kind of reminds me, and it's so funny I just said Dreamville, kind of reminds me of Boss's Blood, Sweat, and Tears song from the Dreamville pre-3 soundtrack. So, and I like Erin May's part. I kind of wish he would have rapped on the song, but it was good. I thought it was dope.
Same here. Fire emoji.
Next, MGK featuring Cordae with Doja Freestyle. I'll let you start.
Fire. I think both of them snapped. Both went off. Yeah, Machine got off, man. He did his thing. But I like how they kind of flipped it. I'm not a homo sapien. I'm an alien and all that. And then Cordae came in. Man, Cordae went crazy, though. Like Machine verse was really good, but like Cordae's verse was like great, man. Like, it's fire, though. I like it. And plus, the song they rapping on, I like that song a lot.
What was that? The I Need a Girl sample, I think. Like they did song, or am I tripping?
No, the guy, we had covered him on the pod recently. We put him in new music. Give me 1 second, I can tell you who it is. Central C had a song called Doja. I Cannot Be Homophobic. Okay. Yeah, that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where was the sample on that track though from?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I think that is the Puffy. I Need a Girl. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the remix. Okay.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. I thought it was fire. Like you said, they both snapped. I thought Cordae's verse was fire.
Mm-hmm.
Machine Gun definitely had a nice flow.
Yep.
Had some good bars in there too. I thought it was fire.
Yeah, same here.
Next, we got Tizo Touchdown with 5 o'clock. Man, this had a good beat. It was very entertaining in the very beginning. And then there was like a switch, and whatever happened after that was fire.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I think the first half was cool. It was good and it was entertaining. But whatever he did on that second half of that song, that was fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely out there. It's, you know, it's different, but I like it though. You know, I thought the video was kind of strange, but not like in a bad way, you know. So I think overall it was a pretty good song.
Yeah, thanks. Next we have Lupe Fiasco with Scent Rock. Fire. Fire beat, fire bars. Lupe went crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I like the video too.
For sure. Next we got Vic Mensa featuring Chance the Rapper and G Easy with Swish. This is fire, bro.
Absolutely.
Vic went crazy. Chance's verse was dope. I even kind of like G Easy's verse. Like, it's pretty good, man. This is fire. I love it.
Yeah, everybody went off, man. Everybody went off and got in the bag. I like it.
Facts. Next, we got One Shot Ace featuring Benny the Butcher, Mixed Fumes. Go ahead, I'll let you start.
Fire. I like it. You know, like I say, even if. You know, it's funny, I was just looking at, they got Benny on Matt Hoffa's My Expert Opinion. I've been looking at some clips on there, and they was kind of teasing him about making music for women and all that, but I guess it's just his bag, man, but he does it well. I like the song, even though I guess he's more of like the feature person on here, but it's great, great track.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is typical, you know, Benny. Mm-hmm. On this one, you know what I'm saying? Grimy coke rap, you know what I'm saying? One Shot Ace is on the same thing, but hey, that's what they do, and it's well executed.
Right.
Next we have Rich the Kid featuring Fabio Foreign and Jay Critch with Still Moving. I know Rich the Kid is your guy, so I'll let you start.
Yeah, I like Rich, man. Of all the, you know, younger guys who do kind of auto-tune rap, he's probably one of my favorites. You know, this new batch of music he's making, I'm trying to get into it because it's been a minute. I haven't heard much from him since the Trust Fund Baby with Wayne, which I thought went underrated. I thought that was a pretty good album. It's not bad though. I mean, it's not bad. I just want to hear what's next from him. But I think he's cooking. I think he's going to like find that one record that's going to be like big for him, a big anthem or whatever. But this is not bad, though.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Not bad. Good beat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Next, we got Boosie featuring Kodak Black and Jeezy with Rocket Man. Bruh, this is fire. In my notes, I said, talk Bootsy or Boosie. This is the best Boosie verse ever. It's not even up for debate to me. Like, best Boosie verse ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it as well, man. I know he was teasing, talking about Elon Musk, I guess, like, letting them use something to shoot this video with, but yeah, it's probably one of the better Bootsy songs I've heard in forever. But you know, it's kind of funny that you got this song here. Remember the other one that we covered? It's kind of like the what was it, Black and Beautiful or something like that. So yeah, it's kind of more of a more vulnerable Bootsy. So this is a good bag for him, I think, especially being older now and stuff. I like this.
If we get a whole album of this from Boosie, I'll be the first one to buy it. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Next, we got Lola Brooke with Just Relax. Dope sample. It's a good, fun song. You know, I can see it popping off, you know, especially with summer coming up. You know, I can see that being a good summertime song. Not the strongest song as far as lyrics or anything like that, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I agree. But one thing I give it to Lola, man, she seems to have a niche for kind of making hits and stuff that's kind of catchy like that. Don't Play With It. I hear that song like all the time, man. It's like I can't go anywhere without hearing that. And she's got like an energy to her that I enjoy. So I thought it was pretty good track.
For sure. Hey, that Don't Play With It. Hey, she got one right there. That's
definitely. Right there. Yeah, facts.
Next, we got Flea Lord and Crisis with Pressure. This is fire, smooth beat, good raps. I thought it was dope.
I agree 100%. Nothing to add.
Next, we have Riff Raff featuring Wiz Khalifa with I Want a Ferrari. I'll let you start. I know Wiz is your guy.
Yeah, Wiz my guy, man. I like this track. I like this. Believe it or not, man, I don't know. Wiz, for the most part, can't do any wrong in my eye, man. I don't even just look at Wiz as like a rapper. He's kind of like a rock star to me. But I like the track, man. I think anything he kind of gets on, he brings life to it. And you know, him doing melodies and stuff is great, man. So I like the track.
I like what Wiz did on this. I wasn't really, you know, feeling Riff Raff's part too much. And the song was a little too long for me, honestly.
Yeah, it is long, yeah.
But I thought Wiz's part was cool, though.
Yeah.
Next, we got Akeem Ali with Pretty Talk with Kimi Casanova. I'll let you start this one.
This is the same guy that we covered. He was doing like the 90s thing, dancing in the video and all that.
Yeah, the Heartbreaker song.
Yeah, this is fire right here. I like this. I think this is dope.
See, like, yeah, this is more of his bag, the kind of stuff that I guess really got him going viral and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he did a whole project that was kind of in the vein of this, I thought, which was kind of dope too. I won't even say kind of dope. I thought the project was dope. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is more kind of, you know, the bag that really, I guess, got him popping off. So yeah, I thought this was dope too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we got Tory Lanez featuring the Verse with Ginobili. Mm. I'll let you start.
Fire, man. I mean, I know him and his father, you know, real upset about, you know, his situation. And I'm only bringing that up because if you kind of listen to the verse and some of the stuff he's saying in here, you know, it kind of seems like he's talking, you know, sending a message to somebody, you know, about, you know, this, you know, current circumstance. So we'll see, you know, how that case kind of unfolds. And I heard some audio leak a couple of days ago. He was talking about some things in the case not being fair and appeal plans and all that. But song wise, I thought it was fire though.
Yeah, I thought the hook was good. I thought Tory's part was good. The verse was cool. The overall song is in the verse, meaning the feature was cool. And the overall song, I think, is just cool. But I thought Tory's part was good.
Yeah.
Next, we got Armin and Quavo with Yes Sir. I'll let you start.
Hey, just what you said. Yes Sir. Hey, this is fire, man. This is dope, man. I think Armin has an album out, if I'm not mistaken. But this kind of dope to hear him kind of do what he did with Nas, and then he can turn around and do this with Quavo. So he's versatile.
Yeah, man. Probably the most unlikely collab that I could even think of. Like, I never saw this coming. But and it's different for him. But this is good. It's definitely not bad. Mm-hmm. Like you said, show the versatility to be able to do more things. I thought this was dope, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Next, we got Cola Ray again with My Body. For me, I thought Bops is much better. I can understand why people would like this song because of, you know, the reference to an older song in the past and the melody. So I can get why people would like this. If I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be doing crazy numbers on TikTok right now, and I can understand that as well with how TikTok is nowadays. But the song, I think, is just okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think I agree with you. I think the other song may be better, but I still kind of like this one. I think the whatever sample that was when the song is fire too. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing about these younger artists, man. They're taking like these oldies and just doing something totally crazy with it. I was laughing because I think this is a song that this week is our Slut Me Out, the one with K Michelle. What's the one? The D or something like that? Like, that's this week's song, I think, in my opinion.
Wherever the D
land. Yeah, Wherever the D land. Yeah, yeah. I think that's this week's song right here.
Yeah, you might be right. You know, I didn't even think about that, but I think you got a good point with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool though.
Yeah.
It's cool. Nick, we got another unlikely collab. Snoop Dogg featuring Gary V with Please Take a Step Back. Snoop's your guy, so I'll let you start.
Yeah, I like it, man. I mean, the thing I like the most about it is the message he had in it, you know, about ownership, real estate, saying that his dreams came true, so can yours. So I like the message in it. So I thought Snoop, yeah, I mean, Snoop always raps good, but I like the song, though. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. Dope beat. I thought the subject matter and the content was dope. And yeah, dope song, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And I like, because when you see Gary V, I know for people who might know who Gary V is, you think Gary V's rapping? It's like a voice sample type deal, but he made it work and I thought it was dope.
Yeah, I agree.
Next, we got Just Juice, Logic, and Trippy Red with Sweeter Scars. Is that Trippy Red or is that somebody else?
Yeah, Trippy Red, yeah.
Okay, just making sure I wrote something else. But with Sweeter Scars, I'll let you start.
I like this. I like this track. And I think Logic went off, though. Logic when playing. But yeah, Trippy got busy too. Yeah, fire track, man. I like it a lot.
Yeah, not very familiar with Just Juice, but I thought the singing on the track was done well. Logic, like you said, had a great verse. Trippy Red's verse was cool too. Yeah. So yeah, I thought it was a good song. Dope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Next, we got Your Old Drew with Venture Capital. This is good. The beat, I think, you know, it's more in the style of kind of what he does. So, you know, maybe some people may not be able to groove with the beat, but I definitely think he raps well, mm-hmm. and the bars on the songs were dope. So I liked it.
Yeah, that's my whole idea. I think he sort of out-rapped the production, but his verse was fire, though. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe the beat could have been a little better, but he went off, though.
Yeah, I feel you. It's funny you say that. I said that about Wrong Streets, mm-hmm. I think, maybe last year at some point in time. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
Next, we got IDK featuring LL Chopper with Salty. IDK, a pod favorite. This is fire. At first, I was kind of like, and the longer it went on, and it's not a long song either.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely dope. Dope track. Dope collab.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And lastly, we have Danny Lee with Tasty. I'll let you finish it off.
I think it's fire. I like it. I thought she went off.
Yeah, man. I thought this is probably the best song I've heard from her to date. The beat, I was looking to try to see who produced it, and it appears that this was produced by Timbaland, which is very ironic because I was getting very strong Cry Me a River and Aaliyah, We Need a Resolution vibes from that beat. Like, it was almost like they mashed those two beats together and made a beat out of it. Like, it's crazy if you really go back and listen to that production. So, yeah, this is fire.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man.
That's it for this week.
Yeah, yeah, that's it for this week. I thought overall, man, it's a pretty good week, man. Some good projects. Look forward to you know, what we're going to cover in the next show, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man. I know Deontay Hitchcock is dropping soon. Kane, if I'm not mistaken, drops Friday. So I want to say actually Kane and Deontay Hitchcock both drop Friday. And
I know about to ask you, it's like the first week we had no Kane on the list.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely dropping Friday, so we'll definitely be checking in on him. I know Angie Stone's coming later this month. A lot of different stuff, man. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. I know me and you gonna be enemies for the next 7 games, whoever, you know, takes the game. But what's your prediction for the series?
I mean, you know I'm going Dubs, man, all day. Dubs, out of respect for the Lakers and out of respect for LeBron, I'm going to say Dubs instead of it. But, you know, I don't – honestly, we'll see what happens.
Okay. You know, I'm going opposite. You know, I'm going with the Lakers. But no, I mean, you know, all jokes aside, you know, obviously, you know, Golden State is it's a dangerous team. I don't think, you know, I would compare Golden State to kind of like Nick Saban, like the Alabama team for the last year or two haven't been like the strongest to me, but they're still dangerous. They can still beat you. So even though it may be, you know, some things not as strong about the Warriors this year to me, but they can still knock you out if you're not on your A game or you make a lot of mistakes. How do you see some of these other series going on? I thought James Harden had an excellent performance last night. Not a shock to me. I know he's capable of doing that. So Boston got to step it up or they could be in trouble, you know, if they don't make some adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see if Embiid plays in game two.
We'll see, but you
definitely got to tip your hat to Harden. And if I'm not mistaken, Embiid won the MVP award tonight as well.
So yeah, sure did.
Shout out to him on that. Yeah. But, you tip your hat to Harden, you know, for the performance. Are they going to be able to beat Boston in a 7-game series? That's yet to be seen. So we'll see. As far as Miami and New York go, I think they're playing right now, actually, as we speak. Mm-hmm. I know Miami took game one. Jimmy Buckets isn't playing in game two. So we'll see how that turns out. And honestly, I think the Nuggets might have Phoenix's number, man. We'll see. But, you know, if they can get one in Phoenix, them boys are in trouble. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I thought Paul was going to be how he played would probably dictate Phoenix's chances. I know he got hurt. Because, you know, the reason I say that, we know what we're going to get from KD. We know what we're going to get from Booker. Even though KD struggled in the last game with shooting the three. But Mike Malone, man, we got to give him credit. He's a good coach, man. He's one of the better coaches in the league. And I just think, I think Phoenix might be in trouble, man.
Well, yeah, you definitely have to give Mike Malone his credit. And, I mean, Denver's a deep team. They've been there, you know, as far as deep in the playoffs and playoff runs for, you know, a good while. So, you know, and they have a two-time MVP on their team along with, you know, a lot of other really good players. So, you know, they're bound to, you know, at least, you know, get close to getting out the West one of these years, if not actually do it. Right. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you definitely give them their props for doing what they've done at home thus far. Now we'll see, you know, if they can get one in Phoenix and make that, you know, a really interesting series.
Right. Yeah. We'll definitely see how it goes. But, yeah, Mike, give everybody your social media, man.
Yes, sir. That's M1C_CH3CK on Instagram.
All right, you can find me on Instagram as well at Terrence Hill the Great. Find me on Facebook at Terrence Hill. And then I have two YouTube pages outside of what you're currently looking at, Terrence Hill the Great and In the Hills. Also, be sure to subscribe to the page, hit that notification bell. Also, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to podcasts. You can find Sleeping Giants on there as well. We appreciate everybody. I see the comments have been increasing more and more each show. So we appreciate you guys for vibing with the podcast. We see you on the very next episode. Take care.